wonder over. All to Jesus I surrender.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord, for this occasion today, as the Zurich Sunday, we greet all of you who are listening worldwide in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Despite of this pestilence God has taken care of, that we in this evil time are looked after with a spiritual food. The right hand of the Lord is still exalted, and forever it will be exalted. The word of the cross is the power of God for us. Our Lord conquered death, hell, and the enemy. We lay this service consciously into the hands of God, and we ask Him for His ever-remaining blessing. We are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts for the technical means that the promised word, the pure divine message, can be heard worldwide on this earth. The Lord God, until this day, He has taken care for everything, and He will continue to do so. What a grace that our faith is firmly anchored in the Word of God with all its promises. By grace, we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give us all to remain sober and patience so that we can experience the promise. May the Lord increase our faith today, and may we obey also indeed. Jesus Christ is very near to us today by the Holy Spirit. He knows what each one of us has need of, and He will come to His right with all of us. It's of course written, "He that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." God's word will be fulfilled today worldwide and will not return void if we seriously call upon His name. The blessing of the Almighty, may it rest upon all of us. Before we pray, I would like to read us the word of introduction from the scripture, from 2 Timothy chapter 4. I read the first five verses. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and at His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Then I read verse 7 and verse 17. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Then verse 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. So far, this precious and holy word. What a grace, dear brothers and sisters, that since the foundation of the world, we were chosen to live in this last time, to hear this message, this sound doctrine, the word of truth, hearing it, believing it, receiving it, to receive eternal life. Now we want to pray together and we stand up for it. Gracious Heavenly Father, with a thankful heart, we are looking up to you. We thank you that we found grace in thy sight, and your love and your faithfulness and your mercy accompany us daily. Your precious word is and remains the lamp unto our feet and becomes more holy for us every day. What a grace that we may have this certainty that you dwell in our hearts as the word. Help us to fight the good fight so that we can finish the course with your help, and so that we keep the faith until you are soon coming. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for this hope and confidence that also for us there is the crown of righteousness because we love your appearing. Lord, be present today everywhere where your word is being heard and believed for this hour. May your mighty work of redemption in the church, in every family, and in every home church, and in every individual, in your blood-bought flock, for your glory and for your honor be manifested. Bless especially the faithful carrier of thy word. Anoint his lips, through which you will then speak to us, and strengthen him according to the body. Bless today your word in a special way, in all languages and peoples and tribes, so that from everywhere the last ones are being called out. We thank you that you will continue to be with us. You will keep us from the attacks of the enemy, and that you will take us together into your heavenly kingdom. To you, the only true Almighty God, be the honor throughout all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. I also greet all very warmly. We are, of course, joined with one another and with the Lord. And the word of introduction is actually for me a very special word. Later on, I come to it still. But firstly, I also would like to greet all, extending the greetings from so many brothers, from so many countries, who are really joined with us by the true proclamation. And just as we heard just now from our brother Baumgartner, it's all our wish and prayer that the blood-bought multitude in all peoples and tongues and nations receive the full blessing of God. Now, concerning this time in which we arrived, dear brothers and sisters, about this, we are daily informed of what is happening, whether in Israel, whether in politics, whether in the economy, whether with the corona and with all what is connected with it. It's really a phase as mankind has never experienced it until now. And even the news, a reporter said, one can have the impression that the apocalyptic judgments have started. For all who are newly added, the word apocalypse, perhaps it is new, but the word, it's a Greek word, and means unveiling. And there, where in our Bible is written revelation of Jesus Christ, there in the Greek Bible is written this word, apocalypse, revelation, unveiling. Some time ago, I demonstrated it here, I showed it to you. The Lord God really unveiled everything, revealed, showing it. And we are very grateful for it. Now, as we said concerning this time, we are sad about it, that we cannot come together. That what is required until now can hardly be kept. But God will give grace to it. And we really believe that in short time everything will become different. And you can imagine, when I think about also on the 28th December, you all know what is meant with it. My servant, gather ye my people, all with whom I made the covenant by sacrifice. And 46 years, we at this place, we gathered the people of God already 1976. It were 33 nations which were gathered here. But now, another time phase started. Nobody needs anymore to come. And I would like to say it here with all my heart. We are grateful to God that He has opened the doors worldwide, and that the last message could have been carried personally. Also this we mentioned here, brothers and sisters. Our beloved brother Branham, who was a man of God, whom the message of the word was entrusted to, he of course in his life, he preached in 12 different countries. In 15 countries, he was visiting. He was a visitor. But the message he personally didn't bring in one single country of the world. And God really, at the right time, He was leading, He was guiding. And when I now use the term, He took care for it, that I, as an ear and eyewitness, was in the meetings, in His meetings, hearing, experiencing, witnessing, and even more, that the Lord has given me a direct part in the proclamation by His grace. For this I'm grateful. I never asked Him for it. I never knew that the Lord could speak with an audible voice, giving out, giving the commission, giving instructions. This was His decision. Also, the couple of times in which I was together with Brother Branham, 5 times the gift which God had given him was manifested in me and on me, became true, that he could tell me things which belong to the ministry. And I was surprised that I not only have seen it in the prayer lines, but that I also experienced it personally. Let us say it in this connection, especially in view of that, that so many are referring to Brother Branham, but who have themselves not received any commission from God to preach the word. And therefore, the many questions and the many interpretations. Brothers and sisters, there are 2 experiences to which I will now briefly have to refer to. Brother Baumgartner was reading the word which the Lord many years ago addressed to me in Marseille. It's for me the most important Bible text it has become. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I will never forget this morning, but also not the evening before that morning. When I, for the first time, I was asked about the 7 thunders, very straight, I was asked what they are and so forth and so forth. I could just say, leave me in peace. I have nothing to do with it. What is not written is not for the proclamation. And so we read it, of course, in the book of Revelation. Do not write what the seven thunders uttered. This, from the very beginning, I kept in mind. But then came the next morning. As you hear my voice, my servant, rise and read 2 Timothy. I will speak with you. I also started from verse 1 to verse 5, firstly. I knelt down, thanking the Lord that He has given me grace, that He made me attentive to not go into anything, but to preach the written word. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, preach the word, be it in season or out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, teach, and so forth. For a time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, heaping themselves teachers upon teachers, that the Lord God watches over a commission. Brothers and sisters, this also must be said here. It was not a merit of the prophets. The holy anointing rested upon them, and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they had the Thus saith the Lord. Firstly, have seen it in a vision, they had, and then they preached what God showed them. And so we are grateful with all our hearts that it is written in Malachi, chapter 3, verse 7. The Lord God does nothing, Amos, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. And to it, I would like to read a word now. From 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 17. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory.
Jener Zuruf an ihn erging.
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Verse
18. And this voice, I'm so happy. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him on the holy mount. We all know this is Matthew 17, verse 1 to 9. Then we read on. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Firstly, up to here. Dear brothers and sisters, precious friends, and in particular, all you ministering brethren, the time is here where the light is separated from darkness, the lie from the truth. No mixing may take place anymore in the proclamation and amongst the people of God. The sermons from 1983, I heard them yesterday and this morning. I listened to them. What shall I say to it, brothers and sisters? The subject was about the period of 40 years, walking in the wilderness, and the result, they went astray with their hearts. 40 years eating manna, 40 years the same shoes, the same clothes, 40 years experiencing God personally up to the utmost and everything what was necessary. But then came the moment where that what had to be said still was said on the Mount Nebo before the people of Israel crossed into the land of promise. I told it to you just recently. I said it to you. During my short time in Jordan, I just took the taxi and the bus and so forth, and I went to Mount Nebo. And on the Mount Nebo, all the Christian churches, they've put up their shops with the literature and so forth. One can go from one shop to the other. But I just went through all that up to the point where one sees Jericho on the right side, Jerusalem straight forward, and left was En-Gedi. I just took myself the time. I wanted to see from where the Lord took Moses home. From where Joshua started his journey to Jordan. And one could really see from top, one could see the River Jordan nicely. It was flowing before us, just behind Jericho. I just say this, just because for me, it has such a meaning that we now arrived and living in that time, and we all know with the ministry of Brother Branham, one period, one phase came to its end. This is just like that. Nobody can change it. That's how it is. That's how we have to receive it. But God just, He took care for it. How often I've reported it to you here. 15 years I was working and I was preaching. But when in April 1966, when I returned from the funeral of the prophet, the first act which I did here, I handed over my resignation. The people looked at me. What happened with him? But God has just laid it in such a way that I could not work anymore with the NATO, but I had to work for the Lord fully. And from that time on, the Word of God, the biblical proclamation, the true teaching of the apostles and prophets was carried into all the world. And so, the personal contact was established. And now, all the believers in all peoples and tongues can remain where they are. They can gather in the name of the Lord and can hear the same word of God. God took care for the technique, for the transmission possibilities, for all the channels which are available. And if one then hears how many are joining, just saying thanks to the Lord for it. Although we cannot have here anymore international gatherings, and perhaps we still have to wait even with the local meetings. But I say it once again, God took care for it, that in all languages, even today, it's been translated into all the languages, into the English, French, Russian, in all languages. It is being translated today, and all can today hear and listen, having part in that what God has promised for this period of time. And you all know, brothers and sisters, recently I referred to Luke chapter 2, to Simeon. To him it was revealed by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he has seen the Redeemer. And when the time was fulfilled, he was led by the Spirit, coming into the temple and took the child Jesus into his arms and blessed it. And he could say, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of God. That you, O Lord, prepared before the face of all the people and thy people Israel. Brothers and sisters, I'm going toward the 90s now. I did everything what was humanly possible, day and night. And if I would today list how the Lord has led and guided into my Bible, I wrote down the 15 times where the Lord spoke to me directly. And one time, of course, it was in a prophecy already on the 31st of December
1965,
when we came together in the New Year's meeting. And nobody knew that Brother Branham was called home on the 24th of December. And then really came the mighty prophecy, my servant, I've laid my sword into your hand. But here, I just wrote down the 15 times I listed them, where the Lord gave me personal instructions, not all the others, not all the other experiences, but just where He gave direct instructions. The Lord watches over His word, over His people, and He gives grace that we may have part in that, what He is doing right now. Just before I said that I will refer to two experiences. The one was, of course, in Marseille. I just said it now. And all brothers worldwide, they should once for all take it to heart that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That no one has the right to say, now I will reveal you what is not written. This doesn't exist. For us it is enough that God has revealed unto us His holy and precious word, all of the Old and New Testament, in a divine harmony. He opened and revealed it unto us. Every interpretation, every explanation is a lie. But then, because we already mentioned it, the mighty experience from the 19th of September 1976. Really, nobody can imagine it, how surprised I every time was when such an experience took place. And as you all know, it was something very mighty. On Saturday, at around 17 hours, Donny Bablitz said, Brother Frank, your ministry is worldwide. It should be written in the Bible. The ministry of Brother Branham is of course in the Bible. Why is your ministry not in the Bible? It should be in the Bible. I stopped him and I said, stop to talk like this. How can my ministry be written in the Bible? Then I continue to speak normal with him. But then on Sunday morning, yes, it happened. I was already dressed, sitting on my bed, looking to the window. I was just reaching to my Bible, to take the Bible, to have my morning service. And while I took the Bible, the mighty voice, my servant, I ordained you according to Matthew 24, verse 45-47. To give out the food in due season. I'm honest, I didn't know what is written in Matthew 24. verse 45, and so forth. For me, Matthew 24 was always the end time of what would come. Everything is described before that. And our Lord, of course, said it. But from that day on, I knew what Brother Branham meant. And you all remembered on the 2nd of April, store in the food, for a great famine is coming. And Brother Schmidt, he sits here, of course, on the platform. He and all can still remember it. We stored in so much food because we were under the impression that a catastrophe would happen in our country. In Berlin, the American tanks on one side and the Russian tanks on the other side. And Kennedy said, I will make an example out of Berlin. And we all were thinking, what comes now? The wall was built. The land was divided. We didn't know how things would go on. And what would come next? We stored in natural groceries. Yes. And then came, of course, the 3rd of December, when Brother Branham, we were sitting opposite each other. He looked at me and he said, Brother Frank, you were thinking there comes a natural famine and you stored in natural food. God will send a hunger to hear His words as written in the prophet Amos. And the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time. And it is kept on the sermons which were recorded on tapes. And then he added, wait with the giving out of the food until the time has come. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, in the name of the Lord, today it's not about Brother Branham and not about Brother Frank. It's just about that we believe and respect God's promise, that He has given the promise that He would send a prophet like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And this He did. Brother Branham could nothing for it, that God has chosen him. I can also nothing for it, but we are a part of the divine plan of salvation in this period of time. This will be so true as it was true with Moses and Joshua. So it is now. And brothers and sisters, before we come into the full possession of the promise and of all that what God promised for us, we must, as it was with the people of Israel, we must, all who went out from Egypt, but during the 40 years, who were born there, they were not circumcised. And now, all had to be circumcised. The divine order had again to be established. God wants that we all experience our renewing in the most deep insight, that the Spirit of God really can work in us. I was thinking about the letters to the Ephesians, all the six chapters. The same Paul who says in chapter 1, verse
13,
ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise after ye believed the word of truth.
In chapter
4, verse 30, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And what does he say then? Put off the old man. Be renewed on your deep inside of your spirit. Brothers and sisters, that we not just receive the word, but that we receive the grace, that on the inside everything is changed, that everything is renewed, that the Lord God can be well pleased with us. We truly are very close to the return of the Lord, that nobody can walk his own ways anymore, not having his own teachings anymore, that we really with all are in conformity with God and His Word, and in particular, all ministering brethren, they should really take it to heart. What I just read from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20.
Here steht,
it's written,
dabei müsst ihr euch vor allem darüber klar sein, dass keine Weissage,
verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. It's impossible. It doesn't exist. God's holy word will be fulfilled just as it is written. I'm actually thankful that it's being written so clearly. No prophecy of the scripture. Not a prophecy which a brother or sister so-and-so has given, but no prophecy of the scripture. Then it continues. We can go on in that what is written here. Verse 21. For the prophecy came not in any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And brothers and sisters, for this we are grateful, that we don't have to check anything here anymore. Everything is 100% correct. But then, when it is about the gift of prophecy, then Brother Branham said, two or three must check and must give their okay to it, whether the prophecy is really from God. It's very difficult for me to come to the 40 years, just briefly. Don't you worry. Brother Schmidt is already complaining. But we are grateful to God. We are really grateful that He has helped and that He has given grace. As by the word of prophecy, the church was built up 100% built up on the ground and foundation of the apostles and prophets. And we truly, we experienced both. And I just say it with great pain, may it be forgiven to me, but also the other side, we experienced with pain that after the mightiest moving of the Spirit of God, the own will crept in and things were said which were not right before God. I'll just give you two examples to show you that after 1979, a new beginning had to be made. In one prophecy it was said, my servant consecrate unto me, Brother Klaus and Sister Ruth for the ministry. And I had no idea. For me, thus says the Lord, was thus says the Lord. I had no idea. If I would have 10 hands, I would have put all 10 hands into the fire. That when somebody says, thus says the Lord, that it is thus saith the Lord. Yes. Then came the time period where it was no more like this. And what could I do? We had no gift of discernment. And Klaus and Ruth are coming to the front. And I lay my hands on them. And I consecrate them. Yes. But then came a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock here in the office. Here in the office, I was sitting on my chair. And as you hear my voice in a commanding sound, my servant, search the book of Acts, whether ever a man together with his wife was consecrated to the ministry. I cannot tell you. I collapsed. The sound was just too mighty. It went through all my bones and marrow. What could I do to search and read the book of Acts? And I had to find out that even the deacons, without their wives, they were consecrated and called. And then I, of course, had to tell the prophetess that the prophecy was not of God. And that was that day where hell broke loose. And I can understand it very well that our Lord said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But what happened from that moment on, one cannot describe it to anyone. But God permitted it, and we could make a new beginning. This time period, we had to go through. I just had to mention this with pain. I come to the end now. I just want that all know all over the world that the moment has come where nothing own can be said anymore and being done anymore. Where the Lord God has the only say-so and that He can do what He promised for this time. Once again, just that all who have heard of 1979 and they ask, what was there? Most of us are new. But really, everything went beyond the banks. Then we woke up. when a prophecy came, Sister Leitermann, come to the front. Let it be prayed for you. Let my servant pray for you. We sing a chorus. We sing the second chorus. And then Brother Leitermann comes and says, Brother Frank, my wife is today in Munich. And in that moment, it had to be clear to all of us and to me that something is not correct here. That just things were said as thus saith the Lord, they were said, which have nothing to do with God, but with the own will of a human being who was so much blessed by God before that. But the Lord God, really, He opened my eyes, anointing my eyes and our eyes, giving us the grace to put in order everything. And therefore, I have to tell the brothers who present some interpretations and who refer to Brother Branham. Let me tell you in love, Brother Branham, I wrote it in a circular, really, about 1,500 times he could say, thus saith the Lord. And every time it was, thus saith the Lord. He has always seen in the vision before that. And I say now, I write it in a circular letter, that our Lord was of course both prophet and also servant. And Brother Branham was both prophet and servant. As prophet, he saw in the vision what God showed him. As servant, he did what he has seen in the vision. The same ministry was repeating in our time. But then when it comes to some statements, then Brother Branham says, even while he speaks of the seven seals, I've read the book of Uriah Smith. I've read the book of Dr. Larkin. I've read the comments of Dr. Schofield. And then, for instance, he says, 1977 will be the 50th year of Jubilee. Then it was not revealed to him. Then he has read it somewhere in a book. And then all were focusing on it, that 1977. Yes. One just have to leave it to us. It's not about minor points. To us it is about that the true, pure, divine message is being proclaimed. That the evangelistic part, the teaching part, and the prophetic part is included. That everything is put in a biblical order. And to be honest, I'm not interested in what a Uriah Smith has said. That's how one heard it, who then wrote and said about Revelation chapter 1, when John was transferred into the day of the Lord, that was the Sabbath. The day of the Lord was the Sabbath. Absolutely false. The day of the Lord was promised that God would send a prophet before that day, that terrible day of the Lord comes. Of course, not a Sabbath. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we were led by God in such a way to only believe what the Holy Scripture says. And as we read, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. And as Brother Baumgartner said, he read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 17, that Paul at that time was of the conviction that through his ministry, which the Lord God has given to him, the completion is being made. What shall we say after 2,000 years? Will there be coming another prophet? Will there still be another ministry? Or is now that period of time that everything will come to its completion and that the Lord will finish His work amongst His redeemed in the blood-bought flock, giving the full restitution, giving the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that the early and latter rain will fall at the same time and that the power of God will be manifested before the rapture into glory. Our God took care for everything, also for that, that we can have this service today, that the transmission can be done. And my request is that nobody asks me about that, what is being said here today. No email about this, because I will not answer it. It was just said so that you understand the last 40 years are a very special period of time, and they have come to its end. And you all know, for this year, I didn't plan one single journey. I could have not done it anyhow. God knew everything in advance. I can just say, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the fulfillment of that. You have sent your prophet, the message which would forerun your second coming, and it has forerun. And so, as Brother Branham has said it, worldwide, covering the whole earth, it has forerun. And may all brothers take it to heart, and only preaching that, what they can preach from the Bible, and everything else, leaving it up to God. Remember, the same food to give it out, which the Lord God has given to us by His grace. May the Lord bless all of you in all peoples and tongues and nations, and may He be with you all. He will bring it to pass in a wonderful way. Don't you worry. The songwriter has of course sung it. Even I don't know the way, you know it. And in the second stanza, even I don't know the time, you know it. Your plan is ready. Yes. Let us submit to this time. We have the promise of the Lord. I will be with you all the days unto the end of the world. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. May all stand up for prayer. Brother Schmidt is here. We ask him to come now and to thank the Lord. Our Lord in heaven, besides you, there's no one. No one can come to anyone else to receive the blessing. And therefore we come to you in this hour. And we ask you, Lord, that what we have heard from your word, your word will not pass away. Everything else shall pass away, but your word remains forever. And we, whom you have given the grace, Lord, when we hold fast to your word, we will stand our ground before your throne. I thank you, Lord, for all the words, for the teachings which we received. Many years are behind us. And now, in these moments, that we received your food, which you stored in, Lord in heaven, it's being given to us. Please bless this food in our midst. Bless us personally and all who partake of it, Lord. Strengthen us. I ask you for thine holy name's sake, all our brothers, all our sisters, great and little, young and old, Lord, give grace that we don't hear in vain, but that we give you the glory and the praise, and that we do accordingly for the glory of your name. Amen. Believe, whatever may come, believe. Then the victory is yours. Only believe. And then the victory is yours.
Glaube, dass dich Gott erhält, wie der Teufel Tod und Welt, geht im Kampf und Not hinein, glaube und der Sieg ist dein. Glaube, 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 glaube wie der Allenschein. Glaube, glaube.
Believe and the victory is yours.
Wenn der letzte Anker bricht, glaube Jesus lässt mich nicht, stürzte gleich der Himmel ein, glaube und der Sieg ist dein. Glaube, 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 glaube wie der Allenschein. Glaube, glaube. Glaube ist vor